This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Wednesday Holy Week A. First posted March 19, 2008, Colossians 3:1-4 Spiritual Life, paraphrase, those who have been raised from spiritual death to eternal life with Christ must seek spiritual, heavenly things, where Christ is at the right hand of God. So we must focus on spiritual things rather than earthly things. We must consider ourselves dead to the things of this world and our lives hidden with Christ and God. When Christ, in whom we have life, appears, we will also appear with him in glory. Commentary: we are born into this world physically alive but spiritually dead. This lifetime is our only opportunity to seek God and receive eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way to forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, salvation from eternal condemnation, the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23, restoration to fellowship with God, broken by sin, and to eternal life, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar. Top right. Only Jesus gives the gift, anointing, baptism, of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. If we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we must learn from him how to live to serve and please God. As we grow spiritually in discipleship through obedient trust in Jesus, we are reborn, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the Holy Spirit. We must learn to be guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit to seek, know and do God's will. Only what we learn and do spiritually in this world will matter in eternity. It would be a tragedy for us to spend the time we have in this world learning, doing and accumulating what is worthless eternally, while missing the opportunity to prepare for and receive what is eternally priceless, Matthew 6:19-21. We must no longer live according to the ways of this world. Our priority is no longer to please our boss or our spouse, but to please our Lord. Our priority is no longer getting ahead in this world but in preparing for eternal life, Matthew 6:25-32. We must learn to live according to the ways of God's eternal kingdom in heaven. In order to do that, we must seek God's word daily with prayer and meditation and learn to remember and apply God's word for the day, one day at a time, Matthew 6:11-33. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?